For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is it big news, David Bell getting waived by the Browns?
I think it is. I think it's pretty substantial news because I was trying to make the case that there was something they loved about the most recent two games of David Bell that clearly something had stuck. I mean, think about it. You draft him in the third round out of Purdue in the same year that Olave and Wilson were playing in the Big Ten, and he was the Big Ten receiver of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, all right, something's got to happen here, right? And then it took until the last two games we saw him play. Say what you want about the playoff game because it stunk. There's no denying it. That's the best David Bell game I've ever seen.
So, I actually don't think David Bell's bad. I don't know he's good, but I think that's the appropriate response for any non-elite wide receiver when you've been in quarterback limbo the last 2 years.
Well, and that's the other side of this, right? Is like, how do you accurately, if I was trying to like be a defense attorney for David Bell, how do you accurately decide if he's any good when he's gone through a million quarterbacks in the previous two seasons, has had no consistency when it comes to the quarterback spot? How do you judge that?
Well, and also, because, okay, this might sound like I'm giving a Peterlin pass to Andrew Berry.
I know you want to.
I see the value. But I'm not trying to do that. But, like, okay, Andrew Berry had the Anthony Schwartz, which is one of his worst busts because that dude was a receiver who couldn't catch. Yeah. Oh, hey, I'm going to have a tackle that can't block, but he's athletic. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a quarterback that can't throw. But he's athletic. But so, like, the Schwartz thing, just bad. But every other wide receiver they've drafted, can you expect, like, I understand that there are guys who just walk in and no matter what, they're great players. I do. But there are also guys that are a product of the quarterback you play with and the system you play with.
And yeah, we're talking top-end talent. It works that way, too.
Yes.
I mean, that's not even... Are we saying Donovan Peoples-Jones was who Donovan Peoples-Jones was because he was playing with Baker at the time? Is that what that is?
Wasn't that Jacoby?
I think you can make the case for Higgins.
It wasn't Jacoby. Well, Higgins was because of Baker. That I think. DPJ, wasn't he with Jacoby though?
I thought it crossed over both.
Well, yeah, but his best a 700-yard season. I think
that
was
with
Jacoby.
Yeah, yeah, but it did cross over both.
But I think it's a little catch-22 of the last 2 years where like. I don't think it's a coincidence that the best we saw from David Bell was when you at least had health and consistency at the quarterback spot late in the season, like you pointed out.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that's, if I'm trying to make the argument, now what I think what a lot of Browns fans are saying to themselves, it's a double conversation, right? The first part is Andrew Berry is now missed on two of his third round wide receiver selections that he took. The only one remaining is Cedric Tillman. And is that unfair? Because he's going to... If he clears waivers, he's coming right back to the Browns.
Yeah, I think that's the expectation.
Like, should we even talk about this? Like, he's off the team? Or is this one of those things like now he's on the practice squad? And if he's on the practice squad, we'll probably see him up here at some point anyway?
Well, and remember...
I don't want to speak like this is his funeral here.
Because he practiced today, and because he was on the roster, I think it was after 4 p.m. yesterday, he gets a game check. So his pay is not altered, in my understanding of how this works, because he's technically on the roster, even if he's not on the roster. So... The dude might actually make more money if he's going to the practice squad. He might get a little bump to go to the practice squad. Yeah, I don't think this is the end of David Bell. But I do think it tells you where they are with him.
They wouldn't give him a chance to go on waivers and clear waivers unless they understood. Because they know that he could potentially not come back.
Do you give...
That's a reality there.
You give Andrew Berry a Peterlin pass for drafts?
No. No. No, I don't. Thank you for asking. I don't.
So succinct. No.
No, it's like emphatic.
You treated it like it was the dumbest question you've ever heard.
I feel like so many people want to give him the Peterlin pass there. They want to let him off the hook for all his draft picks and everything. And I'm sorry, last I looked, you got one Pro Bowler out of 4 years worth of drafts.
I think that's an awful way of determining whether Andrew Berry can draft
it's not the greatest, but think about the amount of people that can make a Pro Bowl.
Well,
that's not even like a high standard.
Okay, but but there's still so many little ins and outs there.
Like, if I was Andrew Berry, I'd be saying I don't ever get to pick in the first round, and that's why I don't have as many hits as people want. But yeah, I'd also turn around, and I don't know. It's been fine. He's been fine. So, he's nowhere close to great.
I mean, MJ Emerson, JOK, like these are the second round and laters. JOK, MJ Emerson, Grant Delpit.
And for every one of those, we got a Perrion Winfrey and a Cade York.
That's literally every GM in the NFL, though, right?
Yeah, but his hits aren't nearly the same as some of these other GMs.
And now I have to circle back to he hasn't had a first rounder since Greg Newsom.
I think that would be the argument. But I can't sit here and tell you it's been great because I don't believe it to be great.
Well,
I also can't sit here and tell you that. That I expect him to be awesome at this point either with that.
I promise you I'm not trying to give him a Peterlin pass.
It sounds like you're ready to give him a pass.
But I think it's a lot more complicated than just read off the draft list because of the lack of first-rounders and because they've had more success than they had. You know what I mean? Like, because the last 4 years, he's been so adept at trade specifically, he's been... I would say decent in free agency.
He also inherited a John Dorsey roster that gave you Myles Garrett, who won a Defensive Player of the Year, Denzel Ward, who's made three different Pro Bowls. There's a reason why you paid him $100 million. All these guys that we can talk about. Nick Chubb has been a for the entire stretch of Andrew Berry, there's been Nick Chubb.
Like, didn't inherit JOK or MJ Emerson. Like I that is, it's a very astute point that the best players have been the best players, but like without having a lot to work with, I think JOK is one of the five best linebackers in football.
In my opinion, it's more of a wash because for every time we bring up someone like JOK, we can talk about him extending trading for Austin Hooper. We can talk about him extending even Wyatt Teller when you didn't, or Jack Conklin, excuse me, when you didn't really need to extend Jack Conklin. Like there's so many pluses and then so many minuses. I feel like it just kind of balances itself out. Well, oh by the way. I'm not trying to make this up. Let's rip on Andrew Berry 10 minutes here.
Sounds like it.
It really does. I really don't want it to be the case. But while also spending more money than anybody else in football in the previous 2 years.
Yeah, but I don't think that's his fault either.
No, like, again, the blessing. Like that's a congratulations. You got an owner with the money faucet turned on. Feel free to go ahead and spend like crazy. Well, that's a great thing.
But when Andrew Berry took over, also needed to give extensions to Miles, to Denzel, to Nick Chubb, and oh, by the way, make a $50 million decision on Baker, which then turned into Deshaun. And I don't think anybody in Cleveland believes it was 100% Andrew's decision to trade for Deshaun.
Wait, we're giving him credit for giving Myles Garrett a contract?
No. I'm saying
that's a no-brainer. You and I could have done that.
No, but I know, but my point is that yes, they've spent a lot of money, but I also think like the creativity of Andrew Berry's front office has allowed you to spend that, right? Like they have the two things you need to pull this off, to consistently kick the can down the road. You do need an owner who has good sense about him to spend the money. You need a front office with good sense to know how to pull that out so that at some point it doesn't bite you in the booty.
He's had a lot of advantages when it comes to the money. And I don't know if this is the last year of Deshaun Watson, I don't know that Jimmy Haslam is going to have the same fever that he has right now to show the other owners why he wants to win right away and why he needs to win, and he's going to win with Deshaun. I don't know. Maybe the money
faucet. He's going on the cheap?
It might happen. I think Haslam's so desperate to win right now. It's why I love him as the owner in the moment.
I don't think he's more desperate than he was 4 years ago. He's been to the playoffs twice.
I think his checkbook is telling us that he's more desperate than he ever has been.
No, I think the checkbook...
Which is a good thing. I'm not using desperate as a bad thing. I'm using it as a good thing. This is an incentive that you have.
Well, but I think Jimmy's done this every single year he's been here, whether they've been awful or whether they've been one of the seven best teams in the NFL.
They were 26th in spending, what was it, 5 years ago?
Okay, that's
like legitimately more money than anybody else in football.
You're talking about cap spending versus organizational spending. Yes. The man was paying three head coaches at a time.
I'm talking cap spending, exclusively cap spending.
But the point is, that's not necessarily the adequate way to look at it.
It's an inherent advantage that Andrew Berry has over every other GM.
What are we arguing about again?
I think Andrew Berry and the amount of luxuries that he's been offered as a GM.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.